And may the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Let me just say, I just want to speak this word prophetically. This is a real quick one again. I mentioned this the other day. The vast majority of time, if you're under attack, or if your ministry is under attack, or if you have a church that you're in that's under attack, it's generally not because you're doing something wrong. That's sort of charismatic nonsense. Or that you're about to break through and the enemy's trying to stop it from happening. Most of the time, it's because you have broken through into something and the enemy's trying to steal it. So that's good news. Be encouraged. All right. I find myself, interestingly, today wearing white because it's All Saints Day. And so we celebrate the sainthood of every believer. And so it's sort of a coincidence because I find myself in prayer and the Spirit fighting some, the primary anointing on me, no matter what anybody else would like, there are several, I think, I hope, is the teacher. And I found myself in the Spirit fighting some battles as a teacher on behalf of the body of Christ that I fought 30-something years ago. Kind of comes around. See, there's nothing new that's true or true that's new, but that's also the truth about lies and deception. It's just the same old thing. It just sort of comes around the horn again. So on All Saints Day, you know, the word saint means holy. So here's the question of the day I'll ask you. When you become a Christian, are you already holy, or do you become holy over time as a process? And here's the answer. Yes. Absolutely. Well, which one is it? That's right. Well, it's got to be one or the other. No, it doesn't. Because that's not what the Bible teaches. You see, when you become a Christian, you're complete in Christ. You have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. You were crucified with Him. You were buried with Him. You were raised up in union with Him as a totally new creation. Christ is your life. And all that He has, you have. That's actually true about you. But it may not be practically true about you or experientially true about you, and that's the process. What's actually true about you is true. It's there. You don't ever get more. But the more that you got gets more of you as time goes by. And therefore you experience the more that you got and you've had all along. That's the wonder of Christianity. Holiness. This sounds like it's going to be a long word. It's not going to be a long word. Holiness is a person. And that person is Jesus. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. But by God the Father's doing, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God and righteousness and holiness and redemption. Who became to us? Christianity is not so much a what. There are whats to the Christian life, but Christianity is a who. And again, what makes you a Christian is that you're in Christ. Paul said in Galatians, chapter 6, he says, verse 14, may it never be that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. Let me read it to you again, because the word which should be there. It's a different word. But may it never be that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. For neither is circumcision anything or uncircumcision, but a new creation. Paul said, because of Christ, because I'm in Christ, and because I was included in His crucifixion, burial, and resurrection, what makes everything awesome is I'm a new creation. For me to live is Christ. And that's a daily discovery that I get to enjoy every day. I don't get more of Jesus. But as I find, as I walk this out and I grow in surrender, he just gets more of me, and therefore I get to experience. There's a difference between, I don't like the word positional, sort of ethereal out there. There's what's actually true about you in Christ and what's experientially true about you in Christ. And growing in your experience, which is always an expanded growth, that's the process of sanctification. That's holiness. That's you becoming what you are in Christ. So it's a both and kind of thing, and it's all about a relationship with a person. What concerns me sometimes, and this was the same thing all those decades ago, is that it breaks my heart for both the ones who are hearing and the ones who are speaking. That when they're speaking, what becomes clear is that they don't really not know the answers, they don't even understand the questions. And the historical questions about this whole issue, and therefore their answers are these little catchphrases that are, and breaks my heart for them, because they catch something that's really true, but never walk out truth, never work out truth apart from the body of Christ. Accountability is a safety net. Church history is a safety net. But I learned a long time ago that one of the best things in the world spiritual fathers did to me when I was first learning, because I'm a Bible addict. When I first gave my life to Christ, I'd sit in the back of the car my brother driving, and I would read Greek stuff because I wanted to understand every word. It was just fascinating to me. But one of the best things spiritual fathers ever did to me, when I would begin to open my mouth, I'd just go, shh. Wait. And I've had to repent of so many things over the years. My teacher used to tell me, it was a godly lady, real mentor, and I, she said, you know, Chuck, be careful, because one of these days you're going to grow up and be ashamed of yourself for saying that. Man, was that a prophetic word. You were born again holy. You have been sanctified because you have the person of Jesus who is holiness and the potential for all experiential holiness. But it's a process that's realized and worked out, and that's what's so fascinating about it. Let me just give you this one last word. I guess I think part of the burden in my heart is that sometimes I'll hear people say things, and they'll say something like, we're the first group to ever discover this, to ever say anything about this. If you don't get this, then you just don't get what we've discovered, which is the truth. And I'm going, people have been talking about this for 2,000 years. And they've asked all these questions and worked out the answers. And if you'd pay attention, you would save yourself a lot of trouble. Really? Do you think, really? You're like the first group that really got it? You really got it this time? That's absolutely, absolute, irrefutable proof that you're getting it wrong. I love this scripture. For God demonstrated his own love for us, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, much more than having now been justified, righteous, by his blood. We shall be saved from the wrath of God through him, because we're righteous in Christ. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more, having been reconciled, we're saved from our tendency to fail. By his life or in his life. That's holiness lived out. Being justified by his blood in Christ, God sees me as holy. The person of holiness is mine. Yes. But being saved by his life every day, which is the wonder and the joy of the Christian life, that's holiness to experience and growing in holiness. That's sanctification process. That flows from the sanctification reality. Again, you're not getting anything more. You got it all in Christ. That's what Paul said. I boast in being a new creation. I'll never face anything, any day, any temptation that the victory that is Christ is not already in me. But I get to take that out for a spin every day. And 64 years, 40-something years into this, it's bigger than it was 40 years ago, 30 years ago. 20 years ago. That's the wonder of the glorious process of sanctification. Amen. So happy All Saints Day. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.